Northern Barkaza residents and leaders say, despite holding conferences and signing accords aimed at restoring peace between communities living on either side of the border, Sudanese Masiria and Rezegad nomads continue to loot traders, abduct women and children, and even kill people along the Sudan-South Sudan border. They say last week, suspected Masiria nomads killed three South Sudanese youth in a Wulis county near the border with Sudan. Abram Wall, the Northern Barkazal Information Minister, says the bodies of the three youth were discovered in a forest along the South Sudan-Sudan border.
According to the report, five were brought out of the vehicle. They were taken to the bush, of course, and they killed three. Two started running the rail, of course, and they escaped the killing. In fact, as usual, this was said to be some in the Syria, unidentified gunmen who just came out from their hiding and attacked the vehicle. The two decided to run and the three were killed.
During the dry season, Rezegad and Masiria nomads usually move towards South Sudan along with their families to look for water and pasture for their livestock. Northern Barkaza residents routinely cross the Sudan to access goods and health care and to find work. Wall says in the recent past, UN agencies would fund reconciliation conferences between Sudan nomads and the Dinka in Northern Barkaza to ensure peaceful coexistence. Wall says the agreement signed, which often include compensation if there were any killings, often do not last. Wall says the Northern Barkaza government officials are considering capital punishment or lifelong prison terms rather than compensation for victims as a way of stopping the killings and other abuses occurring along the border.
You know, normally when there is an incident related to such security matters, the government tries to track down, to identify the culprits, who really are the people involved in the incidents. A dialogue is facilitated between the two communities, the relatives of the deceased, and then the culprits or the relatives of the culprits, so that the matter is resolved peacefully.
Northern Barkaza youth, Akol Albino, says rather than imposing blood compensation, which is given to victims' families in the form of cows or money to end killings, the national government in Juba should work with the transitional government in Khartoum to end insecurity along the South Sudan-Sudan border.
What happened in the last week on the way to North Sudan, it was something very shock and painful. And we don't like all these things to happen when our people travel from here to Northern Sudan. The government of South Sudan, and particularly the government of Northern Barkaza State, should at least have a strong agreement with the government of North Sudan before the Masiria tribe nomads cross to South Sudan.
Some Masiria and Rezegad traders working in the state say border communities can resolve their differences peacefully. A leader of the Masiria traders in Awil, who prefers to use the Saidom Ibrahim Ismail for safety reasons, says border communities should continue to dialogue and adhere to the resolutions they sign.
The peace resolutions we made and agreed to between us and our neighbors are helpful for all of us.
Relatives of young people who were killed in recent weeks are urging state and national government authorities to improve security along the South Sudan-Sudan border. For BOA News, I'm Owa Kodo in Awil, Northern Barkaza State.